I'm wondering if there's a difference in the types of patients that you all see in a tertiary center compared to out there in the community. Maybe not, but Oliver, how does SIPT fit into your practice?
I was one of these sort of immunologic skeptics, just to go back for a moment, you know, because unfortunately people like Susan speak a language that I don't speak very well. And I finally kind of boiled it down to my own mind. I said, okay, if you're going to do a large trial, and I don't consider the first two randomized trials large enough to convince me, and do a large trial and have it looked at pretty carefully and come out with a survival benefit, I'm just going to have to sort of accept the results. Turned out I was the data safety monitoring chair for this trial. I looked at it pretty closely, and you know, I don't think it's a highly flawed trial. There's a lot of criticism and examinations that have occurred, but the bottom line is you have a prospective randomized trial and it held up to scrutiny. You've got a survival benefit. You have to look at it in a population basis. The way I talk about it to my patients is it doesn't cause a response. And some people don't like that. And as Susan sort of said, you know, a lot of people will opt for something that will give you a response. But on the other hand, you treat a population of men in this way and they lived longer than the population of men not treated in this way. So I have a number of people who will opt for it. We have it at our center. I use it within the FDA guidelines with asymptomatic, minimally symptomatic, castrate-resistant prostate cancer. And I use it. I have no way of really determining if it works or not. I'm a little bit fascinated with some of these immunologic parameters that may be associated with response. I really need to have more science, but I do use it.